This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we want to take some time with God together today and open up the Bible. And you know that that's the number one thing in your life, don't you? Your time with God, your relationship with God is number one. And your time with God is the number one thing for your relationship with God. When your relationship with God is good, then God is active in your life. He's taking part in your circumstances. He's answering your prayers. He's using you in the lives of other people. But you must spend time with God if you want those things to happen. You must develop your relationship. God's activity in your life comes through the relationship. Well, today we want to start, for several weeks really, going through Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. I want to start right at the beginning. It says in Matthew chapter 5, "And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.'" Well, really, what Jesus is saying in this passage is that the world's way of thinking is totally upside down. Just think about it. The world says, "Blessed are the confident and capable." Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Those who know that they need God's help in their lives. The world tells us, "Blessed are the happy." Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn." The world says, "Blessed are those who push to the top." And Jesus says, "Blessed are the gentle." The world says, "Blessed are those who pursue physical pleasure any way that they can get it." But Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." The world says, "Blessed are those who get back at those who have wronged them." And Jesus says, "Blessed are the merciful, those who show mercy." The world says, "Blessed is the person who gets away with deception." And Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, those who don't try to deceive." The world says, "Blessed is the person who gets his own way." And Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Well, which way of thinking is your way of thinking? Is it more like the world or more like the Lord Jesus? You see, all through this Sermon on the Mount, the Lord Jesus is going to be challenging our way of approaching life. He's going to be telling us, the world's way is what's natural to you. But I don't want you to live a natural life. I want you to live a life full of my heart, my power, my righteousness, what only I can bring you. Today, as the Lord Jesus challenges your way of thinking, can you come to him and say, "Lord, I need you to change me. Please use these daily times together to make my heart more like yours." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.